This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
Hi, everybody, and welcome. My name is Tanya Friedman, and I'm the Chief Operating Officer of Kinetics USA. And we help healthcare organizations all over the U.S. with the nursing shortage by bringing in internationally educated healthcare workers. And I have with me today Cornelia. Hi, Cornelia.
Hi, Ms. Lennon. I'm good. How are you?
Welcome. Today's segment is what we call Stateside. So what we are going to be learning today is about the different states, and specifically, Cornelia is going to be talking to us about California and about Hanford, California. So we can't wait to hear everything that Cornelia is going to share with us today. The reason why we created our show, Onwards and Upwards, is many nurses all over the world want to come to the U.S., but really don't know where to start. We've created a success path. And on that success path, there's a number of steps of how to get to the U.S. I'm not going to go through all of those today. You can check that out on kineticsusa.com, our website. But today we're going to be at step 7, which is enjoy and prosper. And that's where Cornelia is today. So let's get started. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am from the Philippines. I have been a nurse since 2010, and I have a 5-year full-time experience as a nurse back in the Philippines when I started with Kinetics with you guys.
Yeah. Okay. So did you always want to come to America?
Yes, definitely, because my family's here. My sister's been here since I was in high school, and I've heard good stories from her. I've seen how they have become successful as a family, you know, starting from the Philippines, because my brother-in-law is also an RN. So okay. I've heard stories from him about how good it is to be an RN in the U.S.
What kind of stories did you hear from him?
Well, first, the compensation, of course.
Okay.
There's a big difference. Yeah, there's a big difference.
Absolutely. Many nurses want to come to America for greener pastures, great compensation. Okay, so that's a big thing. What else did you hear from him?
Well, the comfort of living in California as an RN. And, you know, you don't have to live paycheck to paycheck as how we have lived in the Philippines as a nurse. So it's a big, it's life changing to be here working as a nurse and getting like 10 times more than what I used to get back home. So,
So that's a huge deal, because really at the end of the day, nursing is such a, it really is a passion for so many nurses, but it also is, it's hard work. So to be valued and appreciated for that is huge. And I'm sure it feels really good now to be earning US dollars.
Yeah, definitely.
Cornelia, before you arrived here, had you ever been to America before?
No, I've never been to.
Okay, so so when you kind of put your head on your pillow at night when you were living back in the Philippines, what thoughts were you having about California? What were you kind of dreaming about?
Well, because in the Philippines, we watch their movies, we follow our favorite artists, you know, we hear their music. So basically, coming in here, it's just you get to see it in real life, and it's breathtaking, you know, and it's really just a big step that I took coming in here.
Yeah, it really is one of the most exciting things anyone will ever do, but also kind of scary.
Yeah, it is. It is scary.
Coming to the unknown.
Yeah.
So this is really interesting to so many nurses that are living all over the world. So thank you for sharing your story, Cornelia. So Cornelia, tell us about the first day that you landed in California. What was it like and what did you see?
Well, I landed in Los Angeles airport. So it was at nighttime. And then we had like my brother-in-law had to drive like 4 hours to Porterville. In the morning, it was so cold and all I see is like farms when we drove around the small town here in Porterville. So what I saw were oranges, grapes. This sounds quite very agricultural. So it's more of like you see barns. You see, I even saw like men in cowboy hats.
And surprising.
Yeah. Fruit stands everywhere. It was still quite cold when I came here. It was the end of March. And what else? They have a lot of stores in here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and a lot of taquerias on the side, taco trucks, which are very, very good. I love them.
Okay, so is that your new favorite, the taco trucks?
Or one that of them? And In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, yes. So in those first few days, I know that you went to stay with your family in Porterville, but mm-hmm. Was it what you expected?
Well, I expected like California's like a busy city because in my head, it's like everywhere is L.A., mm-hmm. But coming from, it was just a few hours from LA, but it's a lot different in LA. It's a lot quieter here.
Uh-huh.
And what you see in the movies, the suburbs, the houses, the big roads, they're all here and it's very quiet.
Okay.
In LA, when I went there were a lot of people uh-huh. on the streets, anywhere you look. But in here, it's A lot quieter.
A lot quieter. Okay. Yeah. So what do you like the most so far about living in California?
To be honest, I love how you can afford to shop. Like the American brands
yes.
where it's really expensive back home. And in here it's you get it for a lot cheaper. And I love the food, of course, the burgers, the tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, trying to watch my weight because American serving is really big.
That is true.
Actually, gain some.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of getting used to. I was actually an immigrant myself. I came here 21 years ago from South Africa. And I remember the first time that we went to a restaurant, I was shocked at the helpings. It was really big helpings. And I was like, oh my gosh, that could feed my whole family. And so yes, sometimes you have to be a little bit careful of putting on too much weight when you first arrive here and you're not used to it. Okay. So Cornelia, let's talk a little bit about Hanford, because for many nurses, they might never have heard of Hanford or the Fresno area. Tell us a little bit about the first time that you came to Hanford and what that was like.
It was, almost the same as Porterville, where I currently live, but it has more than Porterville when it comes to establishments and stores. There are more restaurants. There are more like shops that you need for every day. Because here in Porterville, you only get like one or two of that, like auto repair shops or where you can buy cars. In Hanford, they have stores for like Honda, Toyota, and they have hotels like with names. Because here in Porterville, we only have like the cheaper motels. In Hanford, it's a bigger city than Porterville. It's the same in a sense that it's also agricultural. Mm-hmm. There are also farms in there, but it's more modern than Porterville.
Okay.
And it's near Fresno. Fresno is about 30 minutes away from Hanford, mm-hmm. but Fresno is like a little Los Angeles.
Yes. That's a good way of putting it. Yeah, absolutely. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
So that's really interesting, though, to share about Hanford.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work in healthcare facilities here in the USA. If you are interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. On with the show.
Cornelia, so just tell us a little bit more about Hanford. So as you said, it's very close to Fresno. Fresno is a big city, kind of like mm-hmm. a Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about Hanford and the Fresno area. What is it like there to live there? What is it like, you know, where's the nearest airport? How far is it from the ocean? How far is it from the mountains? Mm-hmm. So you've got San Francisco to the north, which is on the coast. You've got Sacramento to the north, which is more inland. Hanford and Fresno, as you can see, are in the middle of California and more inland. Los Angeles, San Diego, where I'm based, is further south. So tell us a little bit more about, the Hanford, Fresno area. Where's the airports? How far from the ocean? You know, just tell us a little more about the area.
Okay. What I noticed is that every town here in California, they have their own airports, but not all airports cater to all commercial flights. So for airports, the nearest one would be Fresno and LAX in Los Angeles. So I had a friend who visited me here. He went through the Fresno airport, which is also not far from Hanford area. And if you're looking for places to visit, like parks and mountains, mm-hmm. You can go, the nearest would be Yosemite. And there is also Sequoia Park and what else? Because in here, like I noticed they go camping. Mm-hmm. They go camping, they go hiking.
There's a lot of outdoor, outdoor activities.
Yeah. I've been to a couple of lakes, which are really, really nice. It's like you're inside a magazine. Very picturesque, yeah. And what else? It's more of like you have to drive in Hanford or anywhere in California, except, I guess, San Francisco and Los Angeles.
And many people don't realize that. So it's good that we're talking about that. We're mm-hmm. going to talk about the transportation in a moment, but let's just talk about like fun in California. I know you've given us a few of the trips that you've done in the time that you've been living in California. And we're going to share some of your experiences and some of your fun trips, and maybe you can describe for everybody where you were and what you experienced. What is your favorite place to visit?
Well, I've been to some places. I've been to San Francisco. I've been to Los Angeles and South Lake Tahoe. Uh-huh. My favorite would have to be San Francisco.
Okay.
Because the first one would be the Golden Gate Bridge. Uh-huh. And the houses are all Victorian. And when we passed through the Golden Gate Bridge, uh-huh. it was at that moment when I realized and I told myself that I'm really in the United States, because you only get to see it in the movies. You know, it was surreal. And it was so nice. I got to have time to, uh-huh. you know, to visit around uh-huh. the great places in California. Uh-huh. And I got to see the Crooked Street, the famous Crooked Street. It was nighttime, but it was mm-hmm. we got to drive inside it. So uh-huh. it's really cool. And I've been to Los Angeles. I saw the Hollywood sign, got pictures there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've seen a lot of the US and you've seen a lot of the states. Are there any other of your favorite places that you visited that you can tell us about?
South Lake Tahoe, definitely.
Okay.
It's like, it's different because in California, when we went there, it was still summer. It was so hot. But when we went to Lake Tahoe, it's like winter. Mm-hmm. And the establishments there, it's different. It's different. It's like you're inside a magazine picture too, because everything is new to me. Uh-huh. Yeah. And there was like, We weren't supposed to go because of the fire, mm-hmm. but thankfully they were able to control it and we got to see Lake Tahoe.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what we want for everybody, is to go see the Hollywood sign and the Golden Gate Bridge and Lake Tahoe and all these fun things, Yosemite. I think you had a picture of Yosemite as well. And I think that's the great thing also about Hanford specifically, is it's kind of right in the middle of the country. So
yeah.
I'm not in the country, in the middle of the state. So you're close to a lot of different things to see, which is really fun. Yeah,
definitely.
And people don't also realize how different parts of California are, because Los Angeles is so different to Porterville, where your family lives, different to Hanford, different to Fresno, different to Lake Tahoe. Each place is kind of different. So really fun to explore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you describe Garden Grove City?
I don't know, Garden Grove City.
Fritz, we'll have to look into that for you. Sienna is asking, what is the usual rate of nurses in California?
Well, am I allowed to say usual rate?
So just for everybody to know, we are not talking specifically about the hospital where Cornelia is based. And every hospital has different rates. There are different rates depending on the cost of hospitals will have different rates. And even within California, you will have a different rate depending on the location of where you are living. So say, for example, in San Francisco is more expensive than in Hanford. Yeah. Or Los Angeles might be more expensive than Porterville, for example.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're going to have those different rates. So, Sienna, the answer to your question is there's not one rate.
Well, I can, share some details because basically in California, you will get $40 per hour, like basic. And aside from that, you get, if you're working weekends, that's a different pay. Like they usually pay you $5 on top of your regular pay. And then if you're working evenings, there's an evening pay and then there's a night differential pay. And during pandemic, they also give a pandemic pay. So if you're going to do overtime, the biggest overtime pay that I got offered is $75 an hour on top of your overtime pay. And overtime pay in California is 1.5 times your basic rate. So,
okay. So for everybody who's watching, that is Cornelia's experience at her specific hospital in California. Different hospitals will have different pay scales. It will also vary according to the cost of living in that specific area. So you're going to find a wide variation on the rates.
Mm-hmm.
Katie is asking about annual leave.
Yeah, annual leave, from what I remember, they told us 2 weeks of annual leave, but you also get to earn your PTO hours depending on how many hours you've worked. So they give you that aside from your usual vacation leave.
Okay.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of Nursing in America. Part 2 will be available next week, so make sure you hit the follow button and come back to join us then. If you enjoyed the episode, please help us and leave a review. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses internationally. We offer direct hire, which means healthcare facilities will directly sponsor and hire you to work here in the USA. If you're interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. You can find the link in the show notes.